We actually are horrified at the events unfolding in Japan, and this sounds a warning for South Africa. We wouldn't like to see South Africa being in the same situation. Firstly, the South African government has a commitment to build new nuclear power stations as a way of complementing the energy security supply that we have in the country at the moment. There we're calling on the South African government to abandon those plans and also take heed from what happened in Japan and also historically what happened at Chernobyl, at the Three Mile Islands, and in Hungary at Pax. We feel that this is not the way to go, more in particular because we have an abundance of renewable energy sources in the country as a baseline which is not exploited at all.
Let me just compare South Africa to Japan. Of course, they had an enormous earthquake followed by a giant tsunami. So aren't the conditions in Japan much different than possibly your fear of what might happen in South Africa?
You cannot plan for earthquakes. You don't know when they may happen. You don't know when the tsunami is happening. So South Africa, it's not different from any other country nor any other continent. And that's why we fear and we say this is a warning sign for South Africa, and such investments on nuclear energy should not take place at all, and it should be abandoned, and a much more vigorous kind of investment on renewables would be very important as a saving of the earth.
I know a number of years ago there was an earthquake. I believe it was centered in the Great Rift Valley, but it could be felt far down on the continent. But has South Africa ever really had a serious earthquake threat?
No, not really. We haven't had any at all.
Now, you mentioned renewable energy. There are those who say that renewable energy really wouldn't provide enough energy for the country. What's your view on that?
There's abundant renewable energy sources in the country that are unexploited at the moment. It's not a question that renewable energy would not be able to complement, you know, the energy supply that we need in the country. It's just a question of who is that energy supply meant for, because much of the energy in the country is consumed by corporations, by companies, mining houses. And these are the people who would not even want to have an investment in renewable energy because they would want to profit from the energy base and sources that we have in the country. Renewable energy would be the best option rather than nuclear. And with renewable energy, we show that some of the inequalities in the country of poor people not being able to access energy, this would be bridged. But with nuclear, it's going to be much more expensive.
Now, I believe South Africa has one nuclear power plant near Cape Town. Have there been any major accidents there?
There has been accidents at the plant, and last year one of the sections of the plant was temporarily closed. And the unfortunate part is that as a public, we dig information around what happens at Quebec, and there is no proper communication strategy. And if we can have six power plants, that means we're leading for a disaster. Even with the Quebec, I don't think the public would have known the kind of dangers that would be caused if any sort of accidents take place at the plant. Besides the Quebec nuclear plant, there was also a Pebble modular reactor experiment that was taken up by the South African government, which actually wasted about 11 billion of taxpayers' money, and we wouldn't want that to happen again.